Rob, I was asking Shorty, because you feel like you've been here a little while now. I feel like there's more depth on this defense than been in years past, maybe more so than on the offensive side of the ball, or is it more position specific?
I think I can only answer that from last year. I think we got a ton of depth. I think we've got competition at every spot, and, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to make for, you know, we want to be a great defense, and I really think we got the parts to really do something special. And so we've got a lot of great young players. They all work hard. They take coaching. I told you before, we have the best coaches, I think. You know, with our position coaches are outstanding. So they're all getting better, all working hard, they're all buying in, and things are going well.
How anxious are you to see Victor finally get an opportunity to show with the Saints what he showed when he was in Dallas?
Right. Well, you know, it's great to get him back out there. He looks healthy. You know, I can't wait. You know, really, it's right now we're just, you know, our tempo is we're working on our scheme, our communication on our scheme, and how we operate. You know, this isn't a full contact, you know, camp. So that's when I think, you know, Victor, you know, will really show up where he's off his injury and things. So, but right now we're working hard. We're getting the communication, and we're running the ball and doing the little things. And that's what this thing is, getting the details and doing a good job.
With last year, so many injuries at outside linebacker, how much did it change the way you went into the season defensively, and how much will you maybe tinker with it because you actually have, you know, a lot more depth at outside linebacker potentially this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing is always, and we do this as a team, you know, through Sean and everybody, you know, we want to get our best players and our combination of players on the field. And so whatever that is, the great depth and all that will allow us to be, you know, more flexible. And that's what we really want to be. You know, we want to know what we're doing. We want to get there in a hurry. And, you know, and that's our style of play. I think you watch us play, it's our style of play. Some teams are hoping to be tough. We like to play good defense, and we will.
How's Kenny Vaccaro look at this point, the offseason?
Really excited about him. I mean, he's been working out, you know. And, again, I'm no doctor. I don't know how fast they're supposed to come back from injury or what, but he looks great. He's been working hard. He knows the defense inside out, as most of our guys do. So they're looking, you know, they're looking really good.
We got a brief chance to see what Champ Bailey, why he's been a guy of that caliber for a while, making some plays already today.
Oh yeah, I mean he looks fantastic. You know, I don't know what happened, but I've never seen Champ Bailey. I've seen him up close and personal when he's intercepting balls against us when I was in Oakland. But he's fun to watch, and he practices really hard. You look out there and you think he's just one of these young guys running around. But he's bringing excitement to our defense and knowledge, and it's awesome to add a great player like him.
If you could say this in one answer, I guess, what is it that's made him so special, that's made him stand out among his peers over so long?
Well, I think, you know, there's so many things, like you say, you could say about him, you know, his athleticism, obviously, but the way he's been able to cover people over the years and still make plays on the football, that's unique, and that's why he is what he is. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and we're fortunate to have him. And I'm telling you, he looks great out here. He's got a lot of life. He's got young legs, and, man, he's fun to watch.
I know you don't read too much in a depth chart at this point. I mean, OTAs, it's extremely early. But today, I mean, Patrick Robinson out there with the ones, and it's been, you know, it's been a long time coming for him, coming back from an injury and that sort of thing. I mean, what do you see in him and to win the starting job, and how important is this season for him to really kind of get back in the swing of things after missing a whole season on the field, you know, playing in your defense? And
yeah, I think with Patrick, you know, he had that unfortunate injury because he was looking great and training in all the OTAs. Then he got hurt late. Then he's looking great in training camp. You know, then he gets hurt. You know, he comes back. You know, he's been through a lot, but you know, he's a special athlete, a unique guy that can bend. You know, for such a, you know, big corner, he's got natural bend. So we're going to have competition all over, but, you know, we think Patrick's going to be great for us, and we know he will be. And, you know, but it's unique. We have competition everywhere on this team, and whoever lines up, you know, first out of the tunnel, I'm sure the other guys will be playing plenty. So because we're going to put our best players out there. That's what Sean hired me to do. And I think I'm pretty good at that, identifying that and playing to our players' strengths. And that's what we'll do, and we're going to be damn good at it.
Rob, with all the great defenses that you coach, is it a mindset as far as taking away the football, even, you know, being ranked where we were last year, you know, top five defense? Is it something that starts, obviously, in the practice field, in the meeting rooms, or individual players? What did you approach with that?
No, we definitely approach it. You know, that's the weakness that we as a glaring weakness last year on our defense. I think the effort was outstanding. Our players are outstanding. We did pretty decent as a unit. But we want to be great. And to be great, you have to take the ball away. So we identified that. Every coach on our staff individually has a responsibility for turnovers. We present it to the defense. It's every one of us. You know, at different times, we present different aspects of getting turnovers. We talk about it. We show clips of it. We showed some Peanut Tillman punch outs. We saw a few of those today. You know, and great players can be imitated. And when we're trying to do that here, his unique ability, you know, Southwest, it is at Raging Cajun, wasn't he?
Yep, yep.
As like that there. So threw that out there. You figured you guys would get that one. But he's great to watch. And, you know, so we've been trying to imitate him. And imitation is the biggest form of flattery. So, you know, we enjoy doing that. We're working hard at it. We know we have to improve on that. You know, Seattle won the Super Bowl. They took the ball away more than anybody. And, you know, so they raised the bar, and when we got to match it.
Don't both Bird and Bailey have a reputation that's good in that area?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And you know, everything we do here in the Saints organization through Sean and Mickey is geared to help us win. And that's how we practice. That's how we prepare. And that's the players we get. You know, so it's been great.
Sorry to ask the off-football topic question, but do you still think the novelty is still unique given the fact that the story wasn't really Greek Fest. The story was Rob Ryan dancing at Greek Fest. The fact that people still love you and take pictures and video, and it's still quite the novelty.
Yeah, well, I'm quite the soft shoe. No, I mean, my wife's Greek, and she's, you know, honestly, she was the best dancer out there. You can look it up. She was dominating out there. I was trying to follow. But, it's a lot of fun. We love this town, and we plan on doing something special here, and I know we want to be a little tiny part of our success, and I think the town will like us even more this year.